Ever really look at your money? Hold a $20 bill up to the light and you'll be amazed by the complexity surrounding President Jackson's engraved portrait. You'll see gradations of green and blue ink, colored security threads, micro-printed marks. And from only the front side, a really cool hologram of a flying American eagle holding a branch. Most of us pass cash back and forth without ever really thinking if it's real or not. But one thing you ought to know if you're past a counterfeit note, not only are you responsible for the loss of tender, you might be held responsible for the fake. This past summer, a bunch of counterfeit washed $100 bills circulated through Boone and Carroll counties, creating headaches for clerks, banks, and police detectives, including Berryville officer Robert Bartos.
Basically, they do what's called the washing or bleaching of the bills, which basically you take a real bill. They usually do denominations of five because it's a lot cheaper. And they basically just wash or rinse the ink off with chemicals and stuff and clean it, and then they run it through a printer and they print a new bill on it.
Reprinting a much higher denomination bill. Detective Bartos says the technology available to reprint cash really makes it look like the real thing, again, if you're not paying attention. And rural districts are very vulnerable, he says, due to transients, traveling counterfeit rings.
I think, too, with some of like the mom-and-pop stores and smaller businesses, I think they probably see maybe a simpler mindset, or maybe it'd be easier. People are more trusting in smaller communities and stuff. So, I mean, usually the smaller businesses ended up getting hit a lot.
The tourist town of Eureka Springs is stuffed with mom-and-pop shops, easy prey for counterfeiters, and the money's often passed on to unsuspecting patrons.
You accept your change from the store clerk, and you put it in your pocket, your purse, or whatever, and you just carry on, you know.
Eureka Springs Police Chief Earl Hyatt says his retail district is chronically subject to counterfeit rings.
Usually it goes to the store, and then from the store it ends up at the bank. And if it's done on a busy weekend, you know, the stores go in and they'll make... If you have 50 deposits at the bank, they're starting to take their money out and throw it into the pile. They count it real quick. And then all of a sudden they discover the counterfeit bill, and they don't really know where it came from all the time, you know. And other times they do find it and they give it back to the store, then they call us.
Chief Hyatt says most counterfeit bills are caught at the bank via fluorescent scanners. Real money fluoresces certain colors. Fake money does not. Store owners are stuck with counterfeit bills, so end up contacting local police, who write up an incident report and ship the money out to the Secret Service.
The Little Rock field office receives probably on a weekly basis about $10,000 of counterfeit notes being given to us, and this is just stuff that we have been identified from other banks coming into us, police departments coming into us, and this isn't really the totality of it. This is just what we're being notified on either a weekly or monthly basis.
Brian Marr is special agent in charge for the Secret Service for the state of Arkansas.
Luckily, the Secret Service, we're very aggressive here in the state, and we conduct counterfeit investigations just like anyone would conduct any type of investigation. If you receive a counterfeit note and it comes through your account, we're going to come talk to you first, and then we're going to basically backtrack like any criminal investigation and find out who's the printing the counterfeit or who's the source of the counterfeit. But unfortunately, if you are caught with counterfeit currency, even though you're the innocent party and it was just given to you, we'll still have to take that money from you, and we can't, you know, the banking community won't give you the money back, nor can the Secret Service give you any, you know, refund for that amount of money. Basically, we just give you a receipt for your taxes. But if we do find out who's producing the counterfeit currency, and once they're arrested and go through judicial process, they can be made to pay you back for your loss.
Marr says most Americans don't know that the Secret Service traces its genesis to counterfeiting.
The Secret Service was initially founded to combat counterfeiting. Primarily, I think most of the public realizes that we're in charge of the protection of the president and the vice president, but very few people realize that we were initially started as an investigative agency back during the Civil War. During that time frame, about one-third to two-thirds of the currency in the United States at that time was counterfeit currency. So the Secret Service was established by President Lincoln to combat counterfeit the counterfeiting of the currency.
Marr says digital printing technologies created a surge of counterfeiting in the United States, as did the recession.
The counterfeiting of currency used to be an art. You know, you had to have some type of skill. You had to be able to take photographs of the currency. You would mix inks and dyes and to produce what we would consider a deceptive counterfeit note. With the advent of technology, what we have seen is a vast increase in the manufacturing of counterfeit currency via desktop publishing programs, colored copiers. And so this is now the predominant counterfeit note we will see in the state of Arkansas and throughout the United States. The counterfeiting of old with the offset printing press method is usually a little bit more deceptive, but again, it takes a little bit of a talent or knowledge base to go ahead and produce this type of currency. So with you know, the increases in counterfeit currency passes throughout all the various parts of the state, you know, we have some correlations between the economy. As we see the economy, when more and more people are having troubles making money or they're being laid off, we see a dramatic rise in the counterfeiting of a currency because basically we see that individuals are having to produce the counterfeit currency either to just maintain a quality of life or that they're also just trying to use it to go to work. We see a lot of counterfeit being passed at gas stations due to individuals having to, you know, fill up their trucks or their cars to go to work. So we see the whole gamut of counterfeit currency. We see counterfeit currency being produced by children to play Monopoly or to purchase pizzas, students who purchase it at colleges, all the way to the drug traffic trade. So counterfeit currency is, you know, it is an organized, usually it's being passed by an organized criminal group, but we do see individuals also producing counterfeit currency.
Genuine money has a really distinct look, feel, even smell, right? Still, fake cash can be very deceptive.
It's amazing for us, you know, we know exactly what a genuine note feels like and what it looks like. And, you know, for your listeners, what they really need to look like, if they think they've taken a counterfeit note, they need to compare it to any type note. Let's say you yourself pick you feel a note that's like a $20 bill. You look at it and say, this thing just doesn't look right. Well, go ahead and compare it to either a $1, a $5, or a $20 bill. You're going to notice immediately there are a lot of different differences in the counterfeited note and the genuine note. And one of the primary things that you're going to notice is the crispness of the portraits, the Treasury seal, which is in green, or the serial numbers. There's just no way other than producing it in the way the genuine currency is produced to really simulate a good counterfeit note.
Special counterfeit money marking pens are widely sold, designed to test the paper content. Real money is printed on cotton fibers rather than wood.
The marking pens are utilized. You see them everywhere. I think every grocery store or any convenience store you go into utilizes these marking pens. The marking pens, although they may detect some, they're looking specifically for a starch content in the paper itself. Those pens can be basically a false positive. Those really are not, if you're really going to try to stop counterfeit currency, well, all you have to do is really look at the note. If you're going to take the time to run a pen across you know, a $20 or a $100 bill, you have time real quick to look at a genuine note if you think that the note you're being given is maybe counterfeit, and you'll be able to immediately tell. It's a tool. I don't think it's one of the best tools there are out there. When you have an individual that can just look at a note and look at the Treasury seals, look at the portrait, look for the holograms that are in these things, you can pretty much tell if a note's counterfeit or not.
Certain cashiers and even consumers will use counterfeit detector pens, felt tip markers that contain an iodine solution that reacts with the starch. If positive, a dark brown or black stain will show up. Real money reveals no mark, but will often leave a pastel telltale from the marker itself, which might explain all those pink and blue edges on the cash, right? But Berryville Police Detective Robert Bartow suggests not using marking pens.
The best thing to do is to hold it up to the light and look at the picture, the watermarks and the holograms. On the right-hand side of the bill will be the water seal there, the watermark will be the picture of the president that's supposed to be on that bill. If that head matches the president that's in the center of the bill, then it'll be a good bill. But if the president's heads don't match, then there's something wrong there. And also on the left-hand side, there's the strip, and it'll say like 5 or 10 or 100 will be written on the strip. And another way to check is that the way that the government prints their money is the ink is raised. So if you take your fingernail and you rub it on the president's lapels, if you should feel texture there.
Although impossible to really track, one U.S. Treasury estimate calculated 70 million counterfeit dollars circulating in the U.S. in 2009. The U.S. government redesigns currency in order to stay ahead of counterfeiters and to protect the public. This past spring, it unveiled a new $100 note as a first step in a global multi-government agency public education program. The bill will be issued February 10th, 2011. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.